Hey, motherfucker, it's Chris Johnson. It's 3:30 Sunday morning, and I'm fucking shouting at this microphone like a goddamn maniac, and I'm fucking agitated. I took one day off. I took one day off from bitching about coronavirus-related shit. Wednesday, I do a fucking cast about whatever the fuck I talked about. I don't even remember at this point, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't fucking know. But I didn't talk about this shit. And then, you know, fucking days later, everything's on fucking lockdown, including my fucking ass. I'm working from home now. And let me fucking tell you something. I dreaded this as soon as the fucking possibility was floated out there. The people in my fucking insurance job were going to start working from home. I fucking said to my supervisor, I said, motherfucker, as long as this building is open, so long as they let me through these fucking doors, I'm fucking working here. I'm dragging my ass to this fucking place. It's like a fucking 20 minute to a half hour commute, whatever. I'm coming here every goddamn day until they fucking padlock the goddamn door shut. The last fucking thing that I wanted to do is work from home. A lot of people talk about working from home as if it's some kind of utopia. Like it's a fucking panacea. It's a fucking cure-all. They want to fucking do it. They think, because they always want to go home, that if they could just work from home, all their fucking problems would be solved. I'm going to fucking tell you, I've worked from home one day. I want to kill myself. I wanted to put a bullet in my fucking brain. It was awful. And before I go any further, I know I got some people listening to this fucking cast that go to my fucking job. I know there's people listening to this cast that are high up at my fucking job. So let me be clear. I'm not bitching about my fucking job, okay? I'm bitching because I have to work at my fucking house. Working from home is terrible. I can't imagine why the fuck anybody would want to work from their fucking house. Here's how I view home. Home is my fucking sanctuary. Home is my fucking space. Home is where I get away from bullshit. Home is where I get away from work. It's where I get away from fucking everybody I don't want to fucking talk to. It's where I just fucking come here and I fucking sit and I relax and I take my fucking pants off and I walk bare ass in front of the fucking windows. That's where I fucking do these things. I do these things at home. Home is fucking my place. It's mine. Work should be separate from that. Work, I gotta fucking go to a place to work. And nobody ever wants to fucking go to work. I don't give a shit how much you like your fucking job. Nobody wants to go to work. Nobody wants to be at work. Everybody would rather be doing anything else except for fucking working. And if they tell you otherwise, they're either a fucking narc or a fucking liar or they're my fucking mom, because I think she likes her job. She likes getting out of the fucking house. But you can't have work at home because it's fucking the two worlds up. You're shitting in the punch bowl. The worst job I ever had in the world was being an RA. And aside from the fact that it was just a sack of shit job and it was fucking terrible, the worst part about it, and there were a fucking lot of awful aspects of it, but the worst part about it was that you lived at your job. You never truly fucking escaped. At any fucking time, there's a phone call that I'm going to ignore from my fucking boss, or there could be a knock at my goddamn door from my boss, or a fucking resident or anything. You were never away from fucking work, and it was a goddamn nightmare because there was no escape. I did it for 3 semesters. It was fucking horrible. And if they didn't fucking pay for my room and half my board and basically guarantee me a fucking single, I wouldn't have done it. It was an atrocious experience. And I remember it to this fucking day. And I thought to myself, I had started having flashbacks when they said, like, bro, you got to work from home. I don't want to fucking do it. I'm staring at my work computer right now. I took the whole fucking thing home. They were like, well, we got these flash drives if you got a PC at home. And I think to myself, no fucking way am I using my own fucking PC for fucking work-related shit. Because what if they can, like, get into my PC? I don't want them looking at my tasteful nudes. I don't need these motherfuckers looking at my search history. Jesus Christ. I gotta keep that shit private. Am I being facetious? Maybe. I just don't know what those motherfuckers on my goddamn computer. They were giving out like laptops, but I guess like only certain people got laptops. So I just took my whole fucking computer home and I'm looking at it. I don't fucking want this here. Why the fuck do I want my fucking work computer here? Because I'm looking at it right now. And you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of work. I don't want to be thinking of work right now. Normally when I fucking go home, I don't think about work at all. I fucking leave that place on Friday and I don't fucking have the thought of it until I'm like almost getting there on Monday. Even when I get in the car and go for a ride, I'm like a fucking dog. You know, dog, if the dog's going to the goddamn vet, he doesn't know he's going to the vet. So like the first 75% of the drive, like the dog is fine until he starts seeing some familiar landmarks. Then he starts fucking panicking a little bit. That's how I am when I'm going to work on Monday. Like for at first, I'm just like, oh, I'm going for a fucking drive. But then when I almost get close to work, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to work. God damn it. Then I start to panic a little bit because then I realize I got to be at fucking work. But like when work is here, like it mixes things up. Like I got done with my fucking shift on Friday and I just like sat here. I'm like, well, what the fuck do I do? Like I'm already home. There was no fucking like relief. It sucked. I thought like maybe I was fucking crazy, so I started, as the kids say, stalking other people's Facebook pages, even though it's not fucking stalking, because stalking's a fucking crime, and the fucking, I hate that fucking term, but like I was like, am I the only one who fucking hates this? And I started like looking at people I don't talk to because I don't give a shit about them. It just was terrible for them too. They're like, man, I used to fucking live to work from home. It's all I fucking wanted. Now I'm doing it and I fucking hate it. Yeah, no shit. You did not think it through. You know what else is bad too? I'm getting like Facebook invites. This group of assholes started like a Facebook group called like insurance people working from home. And somebody invited me to the group. And I thought, I'm not joining that fucking group of narcs and nerds. But I opened it up and I took a look. And it's just a fucking bunch of dipshits like showing me pictures of their dog. They're like, hey, this is the new fucking coworker. Yeah, I get it. He's your pet because he's at your job and he's working with you. Shut the fuck up, nerd. Jesus Christ. Either that or it's all these idiots telling like lame fucking dad jokes. Like, hey, your quarantine nickname. And it'll be like something fucking stupid like the last thing you ate for breakfast and what you had to drink on Tuesday. So that's where I'm at. We're fucking a couple days in to New York State, where I live, completely being fucking shut down, and I already want to jump off a goddamn building. I cannot fucking wait until I can get back to the goddamn office. I never fucking thought I'd say those words, but I never thought that this was possible, that the office would be in my fucking house. Fuck this shit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays if I'm still fucking here. That's when new podcast episodes come down, though. Podbean's the host of the cast, website or the app. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Twitter at Johnson HU, Instagram in maybe 5 minutes, and on my Facebook timeline as well.